My name is Piotr Wydrych from AGH University of Science and Technology in Kraków, and I'll talk about Interalto protocol. So next slide. The outline is contents of the draft, the motivation and parameters and communities. And we start with contents of the draft for those who have who are not familiar with it. So we write about motivation, so why do we need the Interalto protocol? And we give some definitions. Next slide. I think you can go through the end of this. Not that end. No. From the to the end of the slide. Because, okay, so the definitions. We give the definitions of messages, and we give some considerations about server discovery, reliability, scalability, YANA actions, and security. So, next slide. The main part of this presentation is why. So, why do we need this Interalto protocol? So, next slide. Think of such a situation. We have two ASs, which are connected with some transit ASs, and we have ASAs have cheap link and expensive link. For example, of course, it has many more links, but we consider these two. And traffic from ASA to ASB goes through cheap link, and from ASB to expensive, next slide, through expensive. And this situation can be met in real networks. So, so next three slides. ASA knows the up road, of course, from BGP tables, because ASB announces his subnets. And assume cost-based ranking, and peers from ASB are preferred. Well, they shouldn't be, because we know only this... We match peers' addresses from this AS with cheap link. While if this application mainly downloads files, we should match it with expensive link. We've done some simulations in our simulator written in C#, and it works. I can provide some information offline. So next slide. The next situation that motivates this protocol is remote ISP's preference.
Jan Zirov, can you go back one slide? Don't say that. By it works, you mean the problem exists?
No, first we know that problem exists, and this motivation to start thinking about Interalto protocol.
Right.
I say it works, that Interalto protocol works. That is, we are able to lower the costs. We checked the normal ranking protocol based on BGP. Of course, we've checked without Alto, and we've checked with Interalto, that is, with matching, for example, ASB to expensive link. And this works.
Okay, that was my question, because it's not visible on the slides.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Next slide. And this situation is not so trivial, I'd say. We have ASB with some subnets, and ASB announces, it may announce an aggregate, it may announce differently, but we say we see all subnets through the path ASB, some ISs, and our IS. And we cannot, next slide, we cannot distinguish these peers from expensive access, I'll talk what I mean, from the rest of the peers from ASB. What I mean, for example, we have, some country, and Spain, with their operator, and we have their network outside Spain, on the islands. But it's the same operator maybe the same subnets or not, but there are peers that one, their access to them is expensive, and two, the link is bad. That is, I mean that the latency is high, the throughput is low, and for us and for their for them, it's we don't know, our peers don't want to communicate with those peers, and they don't want this. So Interalto protocol allows us to inform, to get some information from ISB which subnet, for example, is expensive. So next slide. And we can also coordinate some policies. Assume that we have a provider and a customer. And next three slides. Okay, thanks you. And ISB buys traffic from ASA. So ASB does not prefer peers from ASA, because if peers from ASB choose to communicate with ASA, they will pay. But assume that ASA also have peers. It's not tier 1, but for example, tier 2. And they are provider, but they do also have peers. So, and they use Alto, of course. And these peers will prefer peers from customer B, because ASA will earn money. So these policies are in conflict. So next slide. And the third part of this presentation is about parameters and communities. So about configurability and flexibility. And next, here. We use parameters to exchange data about topology and cost and so on. Each parameter has its name, meaning, so it's, if it's informational only, so, or good is bad or low is bad. And we also want operators to use some units that they say this value is in kilobits in seconds, for example. So next slide. And next here. And communities. Why communities? Because for one, BGP people know the name community. Two, to organize some peer parameters of peers, and provide configurability and flexibility. And in our approach, community can consist of mandatory and optional parameters. And they built a dependency tree with the root of the trees, where the root of the tree is general community. So next slide. Here. What do we mean? There is general community which have two mandatory parameters, AS neighbor and AS hopes. And for example, we want operators agree to build and a community may have pref, and they add one optional parameter. For example, they can add any any number of parameters they want, of course. And if two operators agree to exchange this, for example, ASB preference, they can use this community. But they can also make better community, stronger. That will say that if they communicate, they have to exchange this parameter. Yes, next slide. And one note, of course, we can avoid this step and add mandatory parameter to any community, to make a new community. So, I don't know if you have any questions.
Jan Seedorf again. So we also did simulations and we verified the same problem. And I agree with you, there is a problem and the technical solution is probably a protocol between Altos servers. But in reality, do you think ISPs will use such a solution? So that's the main question, I think, for standardizing a protocol.
Right? I think that this protocol, how to say it, maybe not forced, but I think that operators would be more to Alto if they will see that they can coordinate something.
But that's exactly the problem. They would need to coordinate among each other.
No, because if one ISP don't want to communicate with an inter-Alto protocol, he doesn't must.
Of course, it's not mandatory to use this. The question is, do you think there are ISPs who would use it?
I think yes. I'm optimistic. But
I guess it's rather a question to the group also, to the working group.
Service providers in the group.
Yeah. For instance, yes.
I think that if you say to an operator that...
Rich is thinking about it.
Good. I think that if you say to an operator that he can lower cost for peer-to-peer traffic on this link, for example, for 30%, he may think about it. And also if you say to operator about coordination of policies.
So this is Rich, not the Rich you were looking for. Different one. Rich Alimi. So the last motivation you had was A prefers B, but B does not prefer A.
Yes.
Right? How do you solve that?
If you came back to...
So okay. First of all, what is the solution? Even forget about a protocol. What is the solution?
Solution is to talk between the operators, and it's the main solution. But this protocol allows us, for example, they will talk and they will agree that some part of peer-to-peer traffic, because they know what's peer-to-peer traffic, for example, will be not charged, but exchange on the peering basis. Why? Because if they peer peer-to-peer traffic, not all traffic, because if they agree to peer, it's not there is no conflict more. But if they agree to monitor what amount of peer-to-peer traffic crosses the link and charge differently, for example, on peering basis, these peers will benefit because they will have good quality. We have done some simulations, and in this case, first we coordinated this policy. For that is, we have case when they both treat this link as expensive and don't want to exchange. Then they peer the traffic, and then they both treat this link as the least expensive link. And if they peer the traffic, the quality is the best. If they peer, of course, the peer-to-peer traffic.
Okay. I think it still seems to me like it's... They've agreed on what the... If that is really the right solution to it, they've agreed on this, right? So to me, it seems like they've already have some sort of a business discussion about what they'd like the outcome to be, right?
Yes, of course, but something there, for example, for paid video peer-to-peer networks in future, or content delivery networks which uses Alto, they may have an intention to talk, because if they will have good quality, more content providers will join their networks, for example. So if they will see money from this agreement,
right.
I think they will cooperate.
Right. I guess I'm not quite clear on why a protocol needs to be introduced to solve that problem, as opposed to simply changing how they compute their costs to each other, right? That's the part that I'm just not seeing.
It's only one of the motivations, because we had also the situation with little subnet with.
For the other motivations, I think I see why you might need a protocol to do that. I guess I'm not convinced that you need this.
We can do more with this protocol. It's not the main motivation. Because this agreement you can do with static policies.
Martin Thompson, I think Rich actually said most of what I was going to say. Once you actually understand what it is that you're wanting to agree, you've already agreed, and you don't need a protocol for that. For some of these other cases, I actually wonder whether or not it's possible to simply have provider A and provider B both have an Alto server that expresses their particular preferences for costs across their network, and they can each look at each other's Alto servers and see what the other's preferences are, and maybe they can adjust their own preferences that they advertise to the clients in their network differently. Maybe that's a solution that might work and doesn't actually require building of more mechanisms. Just something to
But you also want which protocol you want to use to exchange data between Alto protocols? The Alto protocol?
I was suggesting the Alto protocol would be what you would use.
I think that, for example,
I don't want to explore it too far.
No, but it's
a new idea, right? So
yes, okay, but
I'm sorry about it and think about it. But what you really need to do is identify what sorts of things that these people are actually going to be agreeing upon, and whether or not you need a protocol for it. And for some of these cases, I don't actually see that's necessary. So there you go.
Okay, thank you.
A couple of things from service provider perspective. I trust you guys, you and Jan and other researchers here, that you have done simulations and studies, and you're sure that there is a problem and the solution to the problem would be beneficial. My boss, I don't think Richard's boss either, would trust you. So yeah, my advice would be provide evidence of the problem. That would be more valuable than, you know, just suggesting a protocol.
Yes, right. We want to talk with poly operators, and maybe they will want to.
If you have data from simulations, I don't think there is probably better venues than this one. The peer-to-peer research group goes in coordination with this working group, and there are probably also other venues for showing that data. That would be the first step. For myself and for Richard to, you know, convince our boss to use such to coordinate, you know.
One data are published and are given references.
That would be great.
And we have more data, and we are writing and trying to publish it on conference. So one of the data that is. That starts the topic of InterAlto in and gives the data has been already published. You can find it in references and obtain the original paper from authors of paper.
As a first step, I think that would be great.
You know, and here I have in my suitcase more data, so I can show offline.
Sending it on a mailing list online. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, I'm the other Rich. Rich Rundy. This case hurts me, the one that's on the slide right now, because ASB not preferring peers from ASA and ASA does prefer peers from ASB. That could be, the ASB's built out its network, and so it really doesn't want peers from ASA because they don't help and they want to keep everything localized. And ASA said, you know, I don't care. I'm going to let my network fall apart. But, you know, it'd be great if somebody else's network can pick up the load. So that's why this case hurts my head. But whatever. There may be some validity to this. But if two ISPs actually wanted to cooperate, and there was like an information distribution problem between those two ISPs. I'm not so sure it's really on the cost map side, but it might be more on the network map side. Because if you think about it, you know, ISPs are growing all the time. We're constantly adding subscribers here and there. And it's, you know, if my ISP was cooperating with Enrico's ISP, and I mean, the thing is, you know, we would probably come to a quick agreement about, okay, what kind of policies we want to set up between us. And if we had some of the newer stuff we've been talking about, like the tags on the PIDs and stuff like that, that actually might make it a little easier. So maybe there's a little side advertisement there. But that would seem to be easier if we could use, you know, tags on PIDs to negotiate that, because then it would be, you know, a very simple agreement between two ISPs. But the thing that I don't want to have to go and ask Enrico all the time is, oh, well, what changed in your network this time? What changed in my and I certainly don't want to tell him what's changed in my network all the time. I mean, if we're cooperating, it'd be good to just make that information flow automatically. I'm not certain you need a brand new protocol. I'm intrigued by the idea of just using Alto for it, and maybe just changing. Maybe the modification is you don't use the discovery process. You just say, look, this isn't a private agreement. Enrico and I are having a conversation. We're using Alto Transport, but we're not using service discovery, and maybe it's some special thing that we have to do. So there may be some validity to this. I don't know if you need a separate protocol. I'm not so certain that it's really the cost map more as much as the network map that's as valuable, but that's just my opinion, quick.
This protocol is designed to be very extensible, so you can add any data. Of course, you can build a community that of parameters. And the community is a set of parameters that are known to whole world, and a new operators joins Alto and sees, oh, I want this information, he starts exchanging information, but also two operators, three operators, five operators can set a community that is not known and exchange very crucial data, and exchange not using Alto protocol, which is known exactly, and it's the same protocol that is used by peers, but exchange data with another protocol, with authentication and so on. No more questions. Thank you.